The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and the battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take. But as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
We still have comedy, though. We still have great comedy out there. There's always rambling Joe Biden. Joe says that even people with Tourette's go, no. No. What is going on? Joe is like your uncle who's on a new drug and hasn't got the dosage right. I'm proud to work with Barack America. He's not a superhero, you idiot. Come here. When FDR was on television, there was no TV back then. Come here, Joe. Sit down.
Come here, Joe. Sit down. Yes, sleepy, creepy, just sit down. That was 10 years ago. That was the late, great Robin Williams. And we knew it back then. Everybody knew it. And what's changed? Not much.
We have a sleepy guy in a basement of a house.
That is pretty much everything in the last decade you need to know about Joe Biden, apart from the corruption, the malfeasance, the lying. And now it's not just funny stuff. It's not just comedy. It is clearly early onset dementia. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. I feel like Groundhog Day. Wasn't yesterday Monday? I can remember sitting in this chair saying, hey, it's Monday. We're going to have some fun. And it's Monday again. Where did the week go, and what a week it was, and what a show? I have never, last week, or what was it, 10 days ago, I got to turn the tables on my radio hero, John Batchelor. For an hour, we interviewed him. If you haven't seen that YouTube special about John Batchelor's rise to being one of the most influential radio personalities ever, you need to see it. It's on our YouTube channel. I turned the tables on him after, what was it? 13 years of being on his show. And today, God willing, I get to do it with a TV hero. Yes, the one, the only Lou Dobbs will be with us in this hour. Then we're going to have Stephen Moore, the great Phil Robertson, and Lara Trump, and Greg Jarrett. We have all the big names for you, but let's get you caught up. Speak English, man. Seriously. We're going to get you caught up on all the big news out there. The thing that is going to drive, I believe, the week's news until perhaps an announcement or three from the Department of Justice. I'm just saying, maybe this week, there will be some indictments. A word that is pronounced differently from the way it is written, which may be arriving this week. We have incredible one-hour interview with Mark Levin by the Attorney General. We have video excerpts of that we'll be sharing with you. But let's talk hardcore politics. Let's talk dirty, dirty politics. The president, we will have Eric give you all the details later this hour, but the president signed multiple executive orders from Bedminster. Why? Because the Democrat Party were trying to blackmail you. We're trying to get $1 trillion of pork stuffed into the next coronavirus aid package, but he said no. So instead, the president has signed a series of executive orders to include a $400 supplemental unemployment stipend, a deferment. Where did that idea come from? Maybe Stephen Moore. A deferment of payroll taxes for Americans who make less than $100,000 annually, and to extend the federal eviction moratorium, and additionally to further defer student loan payments and forgive interest. Why did he have to take those actions? Because the Democrats would prefer to score political points instead of helping you. What else? In terms of news that may not be relevant to you right now today, but in the next 2.5 months will definitely be. Chicago Airport. This is a report from The Blaze. 2,000 counterfeit driver's licenses were intercepted in Dallas-Fort Worth. And then at Chicago O'Hare, 20,000 fake driver's licenses. From where? If you haven't heard this story, where do you think they came from? Mexico? Venezuela? Abu Dhabi? Belgium? China! Of course they came from China. Where else would they come from? That nation that Nancy Pelosi said would, of course, be very happy if Joe Biden wins the election. Why would 22,000 fake driver's licenses be arriving in America 84 days before the election? An election which, by the way, I owe Rosie, if you're listening, a debt of gratitude. I went to an event in support of the Republican Senate candidate for the Commonwealth of Virginia. You know who he is, Colonel Daniel Gade. And the lady who was there helping organize the event reminded me, Seb, it's not 88 days, it's not 84 days till the election. In places like Virginia, the voting begins September 18th. For absentee, for early voting, for mail-in voting, we are a month away. So if you've dawdled, if you've said, I want to do something, but I'm busy right now and the coronavirus thing and everything else, and I'll do it in the last few weeks before the push. No, it's not enough. We are a month away from the beginning of the voting. If you want to help, the help has to begin now. And one little piece of advice. It doesn't have to be party political. If you're talking to your friends, if you're talking to your neighbors, if you volunteer going door to door, and God bless all of you who've texted me, I'm up to date. I spent 2 hours this morning. All the texts have been responded to. God bless you on our patriotmobile.com text line, especially those who've texted me after they volunteered and have knocked on hundreds of doors for this president. God bless you. You know who you are. You don't even have to talk about the GOP. You can talk about this country, and you can talk about what happens if they win. Have you seen Chicago? Chicago is like a John Carpenter movie. Over 100 arrests, dozens of people shot, many killed this weekend. in a city that is emblematic, indicative. It is the embodiment of what a Democrat-run America will look like. Wherever there is anarchy, wherever there is violence, uncontrollable looting, arson, it's not in Republican-run cities or states. It's in Democrat cities and states that say they are there for the victims. They are there for the minorities. And the people they hurt the most are, of course, the people they say they represent. So take politics out of the equation. Talk about the reality of what we will face, the dystopian future, the dystopian present you can witness if you switch on cable news. I know it's tough. You want to maintain your sanity. Just listen to talk radio. Listen to Salem, my buddies, our national hosts here. But you can use that as the factual ammunition, the rhetorical ammunition, to convince those around you that there is only one choice. And that choice is to make America great again. With the man who did it once before, and you know he can do it again. From ISIS to the border wall, to the economy, to bringing jobs back, there's only one choice. President Donald J. Trump. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Back with the unstoppable force of nature that is Lou Dobbs. Don't touch that dial.
Is because the courts and the prosecutors were not doing their job, that they were going too easy on the looters from the last time around.
Don't take it from me. Just go by what's been done.
I'm just asking, I don't
want to do
your
job for you, but just go by what's been done. There were no consequences for the people arrested.
Greg, let's be clear. Don't bait us, okay?
Do not bait us.
This is a serious situation. People are concerned about their safety. Officers are concerned about their safety, so don't bait us.
What does that even mean? That's Lori Lightfoot, the diminutive mayor of Chicago, talking to a reporter who afterwards strangely apologized, using her words, after the chief of police said what? Answered a question saying, we arrest people, but they get released. Don't look at us. Meaning what? A political decision has been made above their heads that the political masters of the police are on the side of the rioters. And then the mayor of Chicago says, don't bait us? What do you mean, don't bait us? Perhaps somebody who can answer that is a man who has been telling the truth for so long he has become an institution in himself. I get to turn the tables on him. Last week it was John Batchelor, my radio mentor and hero, and now it is the one, the only. Lou Dobbs, are you truly there?
I truly am. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, it's great to hear your voice, and John Batchelor, I'm a fan, too.
Oh, isn't everyone? Oh, my gosh. I got to interview him for an hour last week, and it was weird turning the tables on him. And now I've been on your show for I don't know how many years every week, and now I get to interview you. We'll talk about the special occasion momentarily in our next segment, your book. It's The Trump Century, How Our President Changed the Course of History Forever. But first, if I may, that little audio cut we played of Chicago's mayor getting irate when a reporter dared ask, well, what about all the people that are being released after you arrest them? Lou, in the last 84 days before the election, isn't this perhaps the biggest challenge we face? That a chunk of this nation seems to be detached from reality and living in a fantasy world.
Well, you know, Sam, I think it is a wonderful moment. It's a moment of opportunity and not one of desperation, at least not for patriotic Americans who support President Donald J. Trump. The fact is that they're running their own video of why in the world you should never, ever put a Democratic radical socialist in the White House. And if you need more evidence, just tune in the next evening and you'll get to see more rioting, more looting, more violence brought to you by Democrat-run cities all over the country.
Indeed, but the fact is, how did we get here and what's going to break their stranglehold on this narrative that, for example, I mean, this is not reality-based. When you say defund the police doesn't mean defund the police, Lou. What is the best response? How do you respond to that?
Well, only a damn fool would defund the very people who are protecting everyone in that street at any given moment. And it's the national left-wing media is, to me, the larger problem. They won't bring critical judgment or an objective perspective to anything that is happening, no matter how many people are shot dead. New York, for example, Seb, has twice the number of murders as last year in the month of July.
Yes.
It has already exceeded last year's murder total as we begin August. I mean, it's outrageous. What fool, and there may be quite a few fools in this country, every country has them, but what fool would go into a poll and vote for more of this? It is, you know, I'm going to be voting for more prosperity, for continued record low unemployment for all minorities in this country. This is the president who said he's going to not only restore prosperity, he's going to restore prosperity for all Americans, and we know one thing. He delivered on his promises, and one of the things that's driving the left nuts here, in my opinion, is that for the first time in memory, we have a president saying what he means, delivering on what he says, and it is driving the left absolutely mad because programmatically, this president did more in 3.5 years for minorities in this country than did the $22 trillion spent on a war on poverty programs over the course of the last half century.
Indeed, because the indices of poverty haven't changed despite those trillions of taxpayer dollars being spent. The book is called The Trump Century. You can pre-order it right now at thetrumpcentury.com. We're talking to Lou Dobbs. Follow him right now on Twitter, Lou Dobbs. He's only got 2.1 million followers. Lou, explain to us how... Did you ever think, given your experience in understanding how we got to be the most prosperous nation the world has ever seen, did you ever expect that one of our two parties would openly talk about socialism, would openly talk about keeping our borders open, and would actually try and sell us things like Alexandria Ocasio's Green New Deal? Did you actually think we would ever arrive at that point?
I can't say that I did, Seb. One of the things that I could not have imagined is that the national left-wing media, owned by some of the largest corporations, multinationals in the world, would be ordering their news outlets to carry out a war against reason, the American tradition, our values, our culture, to take on just about every element that makes us America. And support those socialists, those radical Dems, who are trying to drive the country, it seems, to destruction, and doing a very good job of it, by the looks of it, at least in these Democrat-run cities, some 21 of them. It's really stunning. The answer is no, I didn't conceive of it. I didn't imagine it possible, but then again, I didn't imagine that we'd ever see these corporations supporting the radical left as they are.
And in the last minute we have with you, why does it seem, in this segment, why does it seem that market forces don't have an effect on these media conglomerates? When you have record-breaking viewership for your show, Lou, when the news side at Fox, the business side is doing amazingly, the news side likewise, and then CNN gets 600,000 viewers, why does the market not simply kill these shows?
Because there is a, I guess you would say, a common culture amongst those networks that reaches from entertainment It reaches to their news division. It reaches to their media departments. And that is a left-wing culture that has sprung up. And it's very hard to resist. When you look at what Hollywood's doing, you're looking at what MSNBC's doing. They are all related. They're in the production of truly propaganda.
Yeah.
And it's stunning how much power Hollywood has, the music industry, and they are driven by one thing, an international globalist marketplace that they feed on. And it's making us more like the world rather than the world more like us.
It's not facts. It's political propaganda. But there are some standing up against it five times a night, 5 o'clock, 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern. Catch it. Lou Dobbs on Fox Business, back with the one and only Lou Dobbs after these messages. The Trump campaign has a special offer just for you. President Trump really wants you to have a signed 2020 Make America Great Again hat. He wants to make sure the lucky winner is one of his top supporters. Be sure to enter soon, because this is an opportunity you don't want to miss. This offer is only going to a very select group of supporters, and you're one of them. All you have to do is text Gorka to 88022 today for your chance to win a signed 2020 Make America Great Again hat and own a piece of history. Yes, signed by the president. Again, that's Gorka to 88022 to enter to win this contest and join President Trump in the fight to keep America great for 4 more years. This was paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc. Families hanging white flags outside their doors as an indication they've run out of food. For families in Guatemala and the other countries Food for the Poor serves, COVID-19 is more than just a medical crisis. Because access to food has been cut off by the restrictions of the pandemic, even families accustomed to working hard to take care of their children today hear their children beg them for something to eat. Informal markets are shut down. Curfews are in place. Crops can't be planted, and parents can't even earn the couple of dollars a day they relied on to provide for their children. Today, I'm partnering with Food for the Poor and you to get emergency food relief into the hands of the most vulnerable, the children. Your one-time gift of $111 provides 3 children emergency food relief for the next 6 months. A one-time gift of $185 feeds 5 children for 6 months. Make your most generous gift today by calling 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-HOPE. Or you can give online at sebgorka.com. That's SEBGORKA.com, by clicking the red emergency food relief banner. Make a difference for a child at sebgorka.com.
So I have no criticism for saying this, but the Chinese, what they said is China would prefer Joe Biden. Whether they do, that's their conclusion, that they would prefer Joe Biden.
China would prefer Joe Biden, according to Speaker Pelosi, and she's actually giving interviews about it. Incredible. I know he has an opinion about it. He 3 times a night on Fox Business. Follow him right now on Twitter, Lou Dobbs. He is the author of a brand new book. You can pre-order it right now at thetrumpcentury.com. Lou Dobbs, Nancy's right, isn't she?
Well, she is right, and I think there is a disinformation campaign at work. Imagine that, communist totalitarian states putting out disinformation. But I believe Russia is also in deep preference for China Joe Biden. So I think you've got the largest segments of the communist world aligned for him, and not against him.
We call him Sleepy Creepy here, but I think the new name has to be Beijing Biden. Lou, tell us about this new book that's about to come out, The Trump Century. What does The Trump Century mean for you? Everybody has to get the book, but tease our millions of listeners and viewers a little bit about what they can find in your book.
Well, it's the fact is, in 3.5 years, excuse me, Sam, the president has established a foundation for what will transpire. No longer will anyone, even in the deepest, darkest corporate America, be able to hold up a free trade banner and say this is the way it should be, as they have for the last half century. Because now he's established what the cost of free trade is. It's exorbitant. It's cost millions and millions of Americans their job. It cost them lost wages, stagnant wages for 20-some-odd years in this country until he was elected, and middle-class wages, working men and women in this country once again, were in demand, and by the way, had a great representative and leader in Washington, D.C. That man is Donald Trump, and his leadership is what is driving the left crazy. And never again will people be able to say that, you know, the president of the United States is a part-time job. This president has demonstrated that it's a 24/7 job. He brings enormous energy. He works harder than any president in living memory, and is extraordinary in his accomplishments. And we're talking about a man who's been in office 3.5 years, and look at all that he's done.
Yeah.
It is nothing short of historic. I believe he is, along with Abraham Lincoln, the greatest president the country has ever seen in a first term.
Truly remarkable, and that's why he has to be reelected. And if all patriots listening and watching do their part to make the right candidate win in 84 days, then that incumbent will get a second term. Luke, God willing that happens, and he gets 8 years in office. The big question I'd like to ask you, and I think our listeners would like to hear Lou Dobbs on this, what happens after he leaves office? Does the swamp snap back like an elastic band? Do they treat the 8 years of Donald Trump like an anomaly? Or do you think that 8 years of a non-politician in the White House could change the way politics is done forever?
One of the reasons I wrote The Trump Century is because I truly believe his impact will last for decades and decades. And one of the reasons is he's already, everyone knows that he is cleaning up the Justice Department and the FBI. They are the upper echelons, so politically corrupt under particularly Obama. But he's changing things, and that's going to last. Over 200 judges appointed. They're conservative and they're patriots, and it's going to make, again, a lasting change. But what he's done is changed the culture of what is the president, the direction. We were going in some pretty bad directions under Clinton, frankly, and to a degree under George W. Bush. This is not a country that requires a dynasty. We require great leadership, and Donald Trump, he is reminding the country and the world of what a leader is. One of the reasons that this president has so many detractors on the radical left is that he shows them to be basically empty of original thought. They're doctrinal. And by the way, their ideology has driven these cities to despair. Look, all across the country, city after city that's been in Democratic hands for 50 years, they are in such terrible shape. And they want more of that? I don't think so. And look what he's done. I mean, no one wants to talk about the fact this president has done more for minorities than Barack Obama, and yet he walks around piously blathering nonsense. And people say, oh, what an orator. You know, he was not an orator.
No.
He was a man who was in his moment. But he was not an orator, and he certainly isn't now.
Watch any video of Obama when he doesn't have a script, and you'll understand whether or not that man is an orator. This man I'm talking to is an orator. The book is The Trump Century, and you can order it. Do it right now. There is no excuse. TheTrumpCentury.com, and follow him at Lou Dobbs. God bless you, Lou. You are a friend to so many every single night, and a champion for this republic. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast on hundreds of stations, millions of listeners, and live streaming on YouTube from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. If you are in pain, my friend, please listen and try this product now, because tens of thousands of Americans are gaining daily relief from this drug-free product, which is now available to you for a three-week trial period for just $19.95. That works out to less than a dollar a day. Don't take my word for it. Go and see the incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less, and I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it after those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me. Don't wait any longer. Relieffactor.com.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. President, and I want to thank you. Wow. You blew it out of the park in our first week helping the starving children of our hemisphere. Just this show, because of you, you raised $25,000. Absolutely incredible. That's 600 starving children that you're helping to feed for 6 months. And why do we need to do so? Just listen to Food for the Poor's Angel Aloma on how dire their conditions are.
Some of them, they put on something tight around their waist to try to kill the hunger pangs, but nothing works at that level. You know, the mothers will boil water with leaves in it, but nothing really works other than food. And those leaves and the hot water have no nutritional value, so they're still deteriorating.
Tighten their belts so they don't feel hungry. Boil leaves in hot water. That's why we need your help. And it's so simple. Just go to my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the emergency food relief banner. One donation, a one-time donation of $37, feeds a starving child 3 times a day for 6 months. Any donation makes a difference. But please, give as much as you can. If you're doing okay and you want to help the children, this is the easiest way. You can be a modern missionary from the comfort of your home. You can call them on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Or just go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the emergency food relief banner. All right, I teased it at the top of the show. Now, my colleague Eric will give you the full details on what the president did in the last few days to actually help Americans when the Democrats refused to. Eric, give the details on these executive orders.
So on Saturday, from his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, President Trump signed four different executive orders, each for a different measure meant to provide more relief, financial relief, to Americans who are impacted by the Chinese Kung Flu. The big one, of course, that everybody is talking about is the payroll tax cut. I couldn't believe my eyes when I first saw the Breitbart headline on this. So he has basically cut the payroll tax for the remainder of 2020 for all Americans making less than $100,000 a year. And actually, it's retroactive back to July 1st of this year. So I guess we should see this maybe as a late 4th of July present from our favorite president.
Like that. Late 4th of July present. Very cool.
Absolutely. And I think that's another reason why Democrats are just going absolutely nuts over his suggestion that he may permanently cut it if he's reelected. Because that's, come on, who doesn't like the sound of that? That's Americans keeping more of their hard-earned cash. Right. But in addition to that, three other executive orders on deferment of student loans for the rest of the year, a federal moratorium on evictions for the rest of the year so that Americans who would be paying their rent right now but can't, obviously because of the virus, cannot be kicked out. And the last one being an extension of unemployment benefits for the rest of the year, noticeably down from the previous total. It was $600 a week. Now it's $400 a week. And some say that was aimed more at the people who could be looking for work but said, oh, it makes me more money to just stay on unemployment for $600 a week. So down to $400. So those people, you know, it's a bit of a kick in their pants now to say, oh, okay, now we should probably try looking for a job. Whereas those who actually need it can still collect these benefits. Now, I said this in the pre-show meeting, something interesting here is that he signed four different orders, one for each measure. And I think he did that deliberately to make it that much more difficult, because, of course, Democrats threatened to sue him, because why not?
That's because he's trying to help Americans. So, of course, they're going to try and sue him.
Exactly. But with four different orders rather than one sweeping one, it's going to make it that much harder for them to actually sue to block any of them if it was just one order. They have to file four different lawsuits and go hunting for judges all across the country. And even if they do find some hack judge in Hawaii or something, the chances of all four orders getting blocked are basically zero.
Are you saying the president was being sneaky, Eric?
Well, I do like to think that he does play 3D chess a lot with these people. And his IQ is a lot higher than anyone gives him credit for when it comes to this stuff. But it honestly is just a total lose-lose-lose for Democrats in this situation.
Because
what do? They either sit back and take the loss on this one, and he has a big victory here, especially since they failed to do anything in Congress, or they sue to try to block these things, which, I mean, come on, average American look at this like, oh, I'm about to get a payroll tax and they're going to take it away from me. Or even a third option, that they try to stop it and fail, which is the absolute worst that could happen. It's the worst of both worlds at that point. It's just another genius move by the president, not even just in terms of his reelection, but in terms of actually providing Americans the relief they would need.
Whose phone is that?
It's not mine. I don't have
Mr.
a generic
G, thing. He's been busted. All right, Eric, find the best summary article, whether it's a Breitbart one or another one, and let's put that up on our Twitter feeds and our Facebook page, because people need to know, not just the listeners. They're going to know. They know already. But they need to share this with all of your friends, your relatives, the people who are undecided. We have people, this is stunning, after the last 3.5-4 years, who have not decided, after the last 9 weeks of insanity, whether they're going to vote for the party of anarchy, of looting, of open borders, of defund the police, or for the man who created the strongest American economy we have seen in the modern age. These are the kinds of details. The payroll tax gone for the whole year. A little late July 4th present. And then the student loans and everything else. Incredible. Share this good news. Thank you, Eric. A superb update. We're going to take your calls next. We've got Sophia, J.R. Pat waiting patiently. The number here is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. And don't forget, our text line number, yes, that I respond to by myself. Yes, nobody helps me. I reply to every text individually on our patriotmobile.com text line. That is 703-869-1262. That's 703-869-1262. And you heard the patriotmobile.com special offers are ramping up. Go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. But now, the question that I know you might want to avoid is, are you as healthy as you could be? Have you done everything you should to be as healthy as possible? Can I suggest something? It's so easy. You don't have to go for a 5-mile run. You can take Dr. Douglas Howard's Balance of Nature. It is literally health in your hand. 6 little capsules I take before every show. And when I take them with a glass of water, 3 red capsules for fruit, 3 green capsules for vegetables. I am actually taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Things that, especially when it comes to the veggies, you know, honestly, I'm probably not going to eat all of them if I had my choice. Kale, you know how I feel about kale. Spinach, not a big fan. But with fruits and veggies from Balance of Nature, I just take it and I'm done. And you are going to get 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order because of Dr. Howard's fabulous offer. Go today and use my name, balanceofnature.com, or call them on this super easy number, but just write it down, 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. balanceofnature.com/GORKA. Do it today.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
What is fourth dimensional chess, not fourth dimensional? And when is third actually two-dimensional? These are the things we discuss in the breaks. And will you know the answer? Subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you get to hear all the back and forth. Behind the scenes, people love it. Go to YouTube and look for Sebastian Gorka America First. Subscribe. It's free. And hit the notifications bell twice. Something else that isn't free, but almost, given the massive discounts, are the products at my friend Mike Lindell's website, MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. He's sold 51 million pillows that never lose their shape, never get hot. And he'll give you up to 50% off his incredible products if you use my name. Call them 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. But you've got to use my name, Gorka, G-O-R-K-A. Let's go to good friend of the show, J.R. in Columbus. Line one. Welcome back, JR.
Hey, Dr. G.
Hey.
Okay, so a couple months ago, me and all my friends and most of my inner and outer circle were getting pretty nervous. Now we're not.
Why? And, why are you no longer nervous? I'm curious. This is really interesting.
Okay. There is a groundswelling that is beyond quiet. And nobody in my neighborhood, except for one house, has a Trump sign out. And we all have the same joke. It's not a joke. Anybody that doesn't have a Trump sign out is voting for Trump, which has got to be 95% of all the people in my neighborhood.
So hang on. Only one of them has a sign, but everybody else who doesn't is still a Trump supporter.
Yes, sir.
So what does that mean? People are just being quieter than ever?
Okay. I think conservatives as a group just don't want the hassle and are not fighters. That's not me, by the way, Dr. G. I am a fighter. It's just that people don't want the hassle. They don't want their cars keyed. They don't want their...
All right.
They don't want any silliness.
We're up against a hard break, JR. Just tell me, what changed in the last few weeks? Why are you feeling more optimistic?
Watching all this stuff on TV with Portland, Seattle, and especially Chicago. We have a ton of friends in Chicago. And what happened on this avenue, I called a month ago. I said, nobody will literally listen until they walk down Michigan Avenue and start rioting.
Yeah.
And now I bet you they're going to listen.
I think a lot of people are going to start listening. Thank you for the update from the front lines. That's our good friend, JR. You know what? I think it's happening in lots of places. We're going to take your calls. Don't go anywhere. The call board is full. Pat, Sophia, Austin, Don. I'm going to take your calls at the top of the next hour. Then we're going to talk to the White House, to Stephen Moore, Phil Robertson, and Lara Trump. Don't go anywhere.